August 12, 1926. The divine will cannot reign if the three powers of the soul are not ordered with God. The privations of my sweet Jesus are getting longer. Oh, how he makes me yearn for his return. How hours and days seem like centuries without him. But centuries of night, not of days. So, while I was anxiously waiting for his return, like a rising flash he came out from within my interior, and clasping me to himself, told me, "My daughter, man was created by God with three powers, memory, intellect and will. And this, so that he might have the links of communications with the divine persons of the sacrosanct Trinity. These were like paths along which to ascend to God, like doors through which to enter, like rooms in which to form the continuous dwelling, the creature for God, God for the creature. These are the royal paths of both of them, the gold doors which God placed in the depth of the soul through which the supreme sovereignty of the divine majesty might enter. The safe and unshakable room in which God was to have his celestial dwelling. Now, in order to be able to form its kingdom in the inmost place of the soul, my will wants to find these three powers, given to the creature to raise her to the likeness of the Creator, in order with the Father, with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. My will would not go out of its dominions if these three powers of the soul were in order with God, and its reigning would be happy and as though natural, because, her three powers being in order with God, the creature would have order within herself and outside of herself, and the kingdom of the will of God and that of the creature would not be a divided kingdom, but a single one, and therefore its dominion and regime would be one. More so, since my will does not know how to reign where there is no order and harmony, inseparable qualities and indispensable properties of the divine persons. And the soul can never be ordered and harmonized with her Creator if she does not have her three powers open to receive from God his qualities ordered and his properties harmonized, in such a way that, finding the divine harmonies and the supreme order of the divine kingdom and of the human kingdom, my will may make them one and reign in it with its full dominion. Ah! My daughter, how much disorder reigns in the three powers of the human soul! One can say that they have shut the door on our face, they have barricaded the paths to prevent our passing and to break the communications with us, while it was the greatest gift we gave man in creating him. These three powers were to serve him to comprehend the one who had created him, to grow in his likeness, and, his will being transfused in that of his Creator, to give him the right to let it reign. This is why the supreme volition cannot reign in the soul if these three powers, intellect, memory and will, do not hold hands in order to return to the purpose for which God created man. Therefore, pray that these three powers may return to the order and the harmony of their Creator, so that my supreme will may reign with its full triumph.